This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris needs some essential man maintenance for his wedding, so I make him make the appointment on air. It's really awkward. Also, he hasn't sorted his wedding speech, so take some inspiration from some of the greatest speeches of our time. And could you be his best man? Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Something's going on here today, and I don't know what's going on. Grimmy's like, oh, listen at four. Something's going on. Anyway, I'm sure we'll all find out. But I know nothing at the moment.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Ellen in Bolton, who says, I reckon Mills knows exactly what's going on, but just won't tell us. I really don't. Like, people are being cagey all around here today, and I've got a thing here which tells me what's coming up later on Radio 1, and all it says is, some top secret end of term fun from 4 p.m. with Grimmy and Greg. That's all it says.
It's really weird, isn't it?
It's really weird.
And like, normally we can find out these things. Honestly, it's not one of those situations where we're pretending here.
Believe me, normally I would be able to find out.
Yeah.
But they've really kept a lid on this.
They also have spoken to anyone that would speak to us and around us and everything like that. It's actually quite incredible how and why they're keeping this a secret.
Anyway, when we know what's going on, you'll know, because we'll just tell you. But at the moment, I haven't got a clue. Something we like to sometimes do is get our listeners to do the work for us, I'm not going to lie, because you lot are funny. So Chris has got a wedding next week. His own wedding. No speech as yet.
That's mad, isn't it? When you say it like that, this time next week, I will be married.
Yeah,
that's so weird.
I cannot get my head around it. Anyway, so we might need your help with speeches a bit later. I'll explain more. And then after three, do you remember yesterday we were saying that as well as head of fashion at the wedding, I am now head of topiary, which is that's a gardening phrase for, keeping things clean and tidy.
Mm.
And you know where. We said yesterday, but I think we should do it. I want you to call somewhere that does the waxing and you ask for it, because I just want to hear you squirm. Because you've never had to do this kind of thing before.
It just feels like an awkward conversation to have. But you're keen that we do it today.
I think if we're going to do it on air and we do it after three.
Scott Mills.
Dan from Appleford thinks he knows what it is. He thinks that there's going to be a new Radio 1 DJ revealed at 4 p.m. today. That's what he thinks the secret is.
That would be cool. Well, kind of cool, but I like the idea of a reveal. We don't really do that here. But you know when new football players sign for various teams, like the reveal videos and stuff like that are the coolest thing.
Do they do it like on Strictly, like Carol Kurtwood behind a big umbrella
or
something?
It's exactly like that, big umbrellas.
Well, you know what I mean?
And, yeah, but when they do the Strictly reveal, they kind of do try and make it a big thing, don't they? But
yeah.
It often just looks a bit
don't
kind
be
of
rude.
Rubbish.
But
no, the reveals are... How were you revealed?
It was on here. This show, yeah. I told you and you were like, no way. And I was like, yeah.
That's it.
That happened, yeah.
Yeah, that was
and
a
then,
bit rubbish.
Then Crave River Hallward turned up. It was all good, wasn't
That's
it?
That's right. And then we celebrated with an innuendo bingo.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Straight in his face. The football reveals, are they like in silhouettes and they just come out from behind a screen or what? How do they do it? I've never seen one.
They're mainly done like almost... It's more like videos rather than actual moments that happen. So you might just see a hand and you see a foot and then you just see the number on the shorts and then it's kind of done like that.
Is it like when you have to guess who on a question of sport?
It is like that round. It's like the round and then at the end it's just them fully on.
You see like half their nose.
Yeah. I liked the question of sport ones because they were slightly like a late night, not like, you know, like an adult film basically where it was like, and then it would zoom out and it's Robbie Savage in the shower or something.
Right. Are they still on?
Question of sport.
They still do that
yeah,
thing.
I think that round is still on.
Oh, it's very popular. Liam's been on. We're going to talk about your wedding speech in a bit. This is a mistake. He had his speech for his wedding based on England winning the World Cup and he was going to thank Gareth Southgate. So he needs some tips sharpish. We'll do this soon, don't worry.
Scott Mills.
Right, so just reminding you again, this is a bit like Christmas when you're like, yeah, I'll do it. When you don't get presents up until Christmas Eve. You've got ages of time. Next week is the biggest day of your life. It's your wedding.
Mm.
Next Thursday, like, there is nothing done speech-wise. Nothing.
Yeah. Well, we've been quite busy recently, haven't we? So, yeah, we do need to focus on the wedding speech now. And by we, I mean, like, I'm not really sure because I've not done this before. so I do need the help with it.
I mean, we could just go on the internet, but that's... I think that's cheating.
Well, this is what I wanted to run past you. So I was thinking, with the speech, if you're going to do the speech of your life, why not learn from the best speeches that have ever happened? So I'm thinking of going down the route of some of the... And make it like an event in itself. So I've got a couple of examples of where currently my head's at with these things.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Iconic.
I know that is iconic, but I'm not being rude. Your wedding speech probably won't be iconic.
But I went, and I think you'll agree, do you remember when we opened your bridge? I did a speech for that, and I made that epic, and people liked the sort of big sound of it.
I've got it here.
Walk with me a while as we traverse the Scott Mills Bridge. Hand in hand, if you will. Step lightly. Step gaily. Savour each and every moment. This day will go down in fleet history, etched in the annals of time. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Scott Mills Bridge. Rod, the curtains.
There's a man called Rod there.
Yeah, sorry, there was...
his job was to open the curtains.
The guy was Rod.
Rod, the curtains. Oh, good times.
That's what I mean. Like, there's been many famous speeches. We could go for...
Yeah, like this one. Yeah.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Okay. I mean, that's...
I was thinking...
That was a bit more important. No, offence, like...
Okay, well then, what if we were to take one from one of my favourite films, Rocky?
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
Why are you playing these?
You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
This is definitely not wedding appropriate.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth.
This but would you got to be willing to take imagine the hit this.
And not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Yeah, but like not for a wedding.
Could go Trump.
You could go Trump?
John Roberts, go ahead, John.
Can I ask you a question?
No. John Roberts, go ahead. CNN's fake news. I don't take questions. I don't take questions from CNN. CNN is fake news. I don't take questions from CNN. John Roberts of Fox. Let's go to a real network.
Wow.
So any advice, greatly appreciated.
Yeah. No, you're fake news.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Julia, who's just texting going, you cannot use Donald Trump's speech. No, that was just a joke, Julia. We're not thinking of using that.
No.
Or Churchill.
He's just trying to get some
inspiration.
No, what I'm thinking is like the style of the speeches.
Yeah.
And there's been some incredible speeches throughout time, and this is meant to be the speech of my life.
Yeah, it will be.
I think it is.
Here it is. Someone says Braveheart, the speech from that.
Yeah.
Look at your new wife and screaming, freedom! That's from Tom.
I do think if you can get passionate with the speech, like pure passion.
What, banging the table.
And shouty, it shows that you really care.
I mean, we've all looked at Tom Fletcher from McFly's wedding speech, but he's not going to be able to pull off anything like that.
I thought it was a bit wet.
Well, yes, it was, but that's why people liked it. I know. Take inspiration from Ross Kemp.
You will never know what that means to me. That is everything. Everything.
Yes. Passion.
Right. You are everything.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes, good call from Ed on the M4. Please just stand up and go, she gives me more stability.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, from there.
She gives me more stability.
I like her. She gives me more stability.
Right, so Grimmy and Greg are up to something, I don't know what, and it looks like we're not going to find out till 4. And when I say we don't know, we honestly don't. Like, we'll find out when you find out, I think. However, Greg's listening to us, and he's just sent me this voice memo on my phone. Should I just play it off my phone, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, see if anyone knows what we've done about from this.
lads, I'm listening to you at the moment from a vehicle. You're way off. Think more along the lines of the ultimate end of term game. At school, when the teachers can't be bothered, everyone's had enough, it's too hot to wear a blazer. Think that, but on a massive scale. Okay? Speak soon.
Well, that helps.
That would actually, yeah, so like an end of term.
What, are they going to be playing games and doing no work? They've changed there then.
Maybe. Trying to think what I did in last day term. Bundle?
Are we having a harvest festival?
Oh, that could be great. Oh. Like a massive harvest festival.
Get your cans like, out.
What other games? It could be like a sort
not,
of...
non-uniform day?
UK-wide kiss chase? Don't know how that would work.
Are we having a hard Brexit? What's going on?
A hard Brexit at 4 p.m. today.
Radio 1's hard Brexit. If anyone can think of what is happening at 4, then, like, just let us in on it, please.
Scott Mills.
I am head of fashion and also head of the male maintenance side of things at Chris's wedding next week. I'm going to get Chris to make an appointment for the...
It's so hard, isn't it? Like...
intimate waxing. Mm. I've checked with your fiance exactly what she wants. So it's in my head.
But what I don't understand about this is why you don't just do the call yourself.
Because I want to hear you do it on radio because it'd be funnier. Always thinking about the show, Chris, yeah?
Mm.
3:10, that's on. I'm going to play Blonde, my tune of the week, and Selena Gomez as well in a minute. I was thinking, right? I mean, obviously, people have been coming forward with. You know, their own wedding speeches, trying to help you out a bit. What was the really good first line, a Love Island reference that you might use?
Oh, Ben from Manchester texts this in, actually. I could start the speech with, so I would like to couple up with this girl because, and dot, dot, dot.
That'll get a laugh.
Go in like that. Should I, for the speech, I've not seen anyone do this, but, like, add emotional music in the background to it. So play it on, like through the speakers or something to make the speech... like extra.
You could.
Like extra emotional.
Not extra. It's extra emotional.
That's what I mean, yeah.
You could. I don't know whether anyone's played music to their wedding speech before, have they? Let us know on 81199. I've got another idea, which I think the listeners will be really going for, which I'll do after my tune of the week.
Scott Mills.
Well, you know, radio is like a much more... personal experience than TV. Like, you listen every day to us guys or to Greg or Grimmy or Clara, and it can feel like we're actual mates because, like, you know, TV you watch with loads of people. Often, if you're listening to the radio, it's just you and us. Like, you're listening on your own.
Yeah, I get what you mean. And even, like, with this wedding, I was so excited in the same kind of way that I was to tell my family that we were getting married. It felt so good being able to come on the show and say that to everyone on here. Like, genuinely, I was excited to do that.
And we got so many nice messages from people saying the kind of thing that I just said. It's like, well, I feel that you guys are my friends because I'm with you every day. You know, because work's like a routine and you have us on at work.
You're
or
too right.
You know, so here's what I would like. We've only got till Thursday on this, but I know that you'll step up. I would like you to write a... speech for Chris, and we will have you on air doing it. We'll get you on, and I want it to be a best man or best woman's speech.
Aww.
Okay, so I want yourself, because like you feel that you know Chris, I want to put yourself in that place and you imagine that you are his best man or best lady.
Oh, that's sweet.
Okay, because I think we'll get some real nice ones, because like I say, people hear us for 3 hours. And we've been on a long time now.
We've done some stupid stuff.
You've done some stupid stuff. You've done some quite emotional stuff. But, I feel that a lot of people will want to do this and will want to write you a nice speech. And we'll do them on Thursday's show. If you're up for it, send me a quick email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You don't have to write it now. I mean, if tonight or something, if you want to have a bash at it. But send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you're up for it. And we will do the best ones on Thursday's show.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Emma in Harwich, Essex. He says, I want to know this secret with Greg James and Nick Grimshaw. I've been excited all day. Please call me if you can. Right, I wouldn't mind calling you, but we don't know what it is. So we can't offer anything up.
We'll find out soon, I'm assuming.
Grimmy's tweeted, Greg and I have planned something. Something we've wanted to do for ages. Our bosses don't even know what it is yet. Find out at 4 p.m. That's all we know. I just can't think what it is.
Jason's texting saying Greg and Grimmy are doing a skydive to launch new shows.
Shane in Telford thinks it's NSA fun. I don't know. We'll find out at 4 o'clock.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm currently in Milton Keynes.
Yes, Milton Keynes. And you sell the chocolate. That's your job.
I do indeed, yes. Best chocolate around.
Right, so is this for a big confectionery company, is it?
It is indeed, yeah.
When you say sell, obviously you're not working in a shop, so how do you sell it? Do you sell it to the shops?
Yes, I'll go into different shops, see what they're missing, what lines are missing, and yeah, try and introduce them, yeah.
Okay, and what's your favourite bar of all of the chocolates?
It's a hard one, being as fat as I am, but I'd have to say 12, gun to the head.
Okay. Yeah, it's a tricky one when it comes down to the chocolate, isn't it, Scott?
It's hard to say I'm as fat as I am, but 12.
Isn't it funny as well? Like, I'm not mad into chocolate. I don't see you eat a lot of it either.
I'm not that bothered. Sometimes I get really bothered by it, but it's occasional. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Not so much for you, Jack. No.
No, I can eat all year round, literally.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you know who you sound like.
Yes, Willie.
Yeah, I have been called that by my mates before, along with other things.
It's not a bad nickname to have, is it? Right, here's what I've got for you on Bangers today. I think that
you
should
let it burn. Did you honestly choose this one?
Yeah.
I chose this one.
When?
I put this in for Bangers and was told I couldn't have it. So I assume that's because you had it.
Oh.
Rubbish.
What, for today?
Yeah, I think it was. I think that's why I've had to change mine. Someone said you've got to change yours.
Maybe I picked mine first before you.
Oh, you salad.
Sorry, Jack, there's just a little disagreement going on between us. All right, so that's my banger.
Which is
Usher Burn.
Tune. Mm. I thought ahead of... Oh, do you know what? I'd happily have this as my banger, actually. In a world of Willy Willy Wonka. Something like that, isn't it? That's not my banger choice, though, Jack. My banger choice, ahead of the big man on the show, he's not that big, on Thursday, physically, I mean, huge famously, Zed, I thought I'd have this as my banger today. What a tune. This is Zed and Foxes, and this song is called Clarity.
And Zed is on the show for us on Thursday. I'm looking forward to that. So, what's it to be?
Sorry, Willie. Hold on, Willie.
No, hang on. Is it me?
It has to be Scott, I'm afraid.
Thanks, Wills.
It's gonna burn for me to say this. It's coming from my heart. It's been a long time coming, but we didn't pin fell apart.
Hey, I'm Riaz.
And I'm Alex.
We've got a brand new podcast for you.
And I'm not sure what we can actually say without getting fired.
Unexpected Fluids.
Well, what we can say is that it's quite literally the warts and all of what really happens between the sheets, in the shower, maybe in the shed.
Embarrassing stories of sex gone sideways. We're not here to judge.
It was like Niagara Falls.
Oh! I had to wipe my nose with a pair of his burgundy wipers.
One. It's available now from the BBC iPlayer radio app.
And from wherever you found this podcast.
So many people are saying they still know every single word to that and every single high note. That is Usher and Burn. Maroon 5 coming up. And a song by Freya Ridings, who is a new artist from London. Her track was featured on Love Island earlier this month and it has since been doing ridiculously well.
Was that on one of the dumping scenes?
I believe
it was,
so.
Wasn't it?
I think it was. Yeah. So a lot of people are planning to write a best man or best lady speech for you tonight. I want you to imagine Chris is getting married next week. You've known him for a long time on the radio. He feels like your friend. So maybe if you could write like a short speech for him, imagining that you are his best man or woman. And we will do these on the show on Thursday.
Yeah, that's really sweet, that.
His last show before adulting.
I actually can't believe it.
Gina says, just thinking of some classic Chris moments from the past. I mean, it feels like you're no longer with us. I mean, he's just getting married.
Yeah. Tiger on Twitter. Oh, sorry, go on.
Yeah, Gina says, one that sticks out is from about 7 years ago. One of your listeners had booked a romantic photo shoot with his girlfriend for her birthday, only to be dumped by her. So, remember, you dutifully stepped up as... the broken hearted listeners plus one, and you went on the photo shoot, the romantic photo shoot with him.
Yeah, and we had the photos and everything. I had to sort of cuddle him.
Yeah, some like real dodgy, like soft focus photos. Good times.
Just seen Tiger on Twitter says, "Can you, Scott? Can you send us a pic of Chris Dart's fiance so I can see what she looks like? Need to know if he's punching or not so I can add it to the speech."
Scott Mills.
I mentioned this yesterday, but at Chris's wedding, which is next week, it's getting closer. I am head of fashion. And now, newly appointed head of topiary. Now, if you don't know what that is, it's a horticultural reference. I'm in charge of, if you like, shaping the plants.
Yes.
Clipping the foliage, trimming the trees, removing any twigs. making areas more clearly defined.
Yeah. You're in charge of the twigs.
I am.
And the berries.
Yes. So I know this is a weird thing, but, you know, we're good mates. So I have WhatsApped your fiancé. About what she thinks you need maintenance-wise for the big day.
Which is really strange. What a strange situation to be having with one of my friends.
Yeah, but I'm in charge of it, so...
True.
Now, we're going to do this on Thursday morning, OK? Whatever happens. But on the menu... Well, one of the menus I've seen... Not menu, because that's food. On the list of stuff you can get, not a menu.
Right, got you.
You can pay for different areas to be... tidied up and
absolutely
removed.
Yeah
or, you know, they can just whip it off,
yeah, because it's, you don't just say the whole area down there.
But the thing is, right, there's loads of words. I'm just looking at this menu now, loads of words I can't really I can't really say, but I'd quite like you to call them on air somehow, and we can make an appointment for Thursday, because like it's Tuesday now, we need to get in. I know it's a busy place,
yeah.
So I'd like to know. There's one particular bit which I don't know whether you would want it or not.
Or if it would need any work.
I don't know whether it does. And obviously I can't say it on the air, but it, can you dig it? That is on the list.
Yeah, it's a tricky one for me to be able to word on the radio, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you
need to let me know if you want that done. Because
it's quite expensive to have it.
Yeah, I mean, that costs extra, so it's up to you completely whether you want to have that done.
Yeah, I was thinking, if I was to try and describe what needs doing, I would, could I maybe use like a sandwich analogy? So it could be like, I'll have a BLT, but without the bacon. Or without the lettuce.
Yeah, but they won't know what that means.
I know, that's the problem. You need a sort of joint analogy, ideally.
Right. Okay. I've got a couple of places in mind. Let's call one of them next, okay? And then, like, just see how you go. I'll be honest with you. I really want to hear this call. And I know that other people will also want to hear it. Just to hear you struggle a bit, because you've never had to book anything like this.
No, never.
And I know I'm head of topiary, but, like, if you could make the appointment on air, that'd be great.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, it's coming next.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so let's just see how it goes. But, like, the appointment's Thursday. For the maintenance. I was going to connect you to one of the places on my my list.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, sorry. Who have I got the right number? Who am I speaking to?
It's Daniel, suite 429.
Oh, hi. I was looking at possibly coming in to get some maintenance done. So not my head, but kind of everything lower down.
Yep.
Now, I'm not really sure how we should best have this conversation about what is exactly that I need. But is it possible, like, for example, if I was to get the, like a BLT, but without the bacon?
A BLT, but without the bacon?
Yeah, so, like, I need certain areas doing. So, for example, what is the best way for us to describe? I'm really sorry, I've not done this before.
If you look at the website, we've got station names for the treatments to make it far easier for people to say what they want.
What do you mean? Sorry, talk me through this. So you've got station names for the...
For example, Button Crack would be Hampstead Heath.
Right. Okay. So, I'm sorry, I feel a little bit embarrassed about this conversation. So, if I was to ask you for a Croxley, what would that get me?
A Croxley?
Yeah.
We don't have that as a station.
What other stations have you got? I'm just going onto the website. Hang on. Let me get this right. So on the website it says Paddington's Buttocks.
Yep.
If we go by the station names that I see here, if I was to look to get the area between Paddington, if I was to look to get the area between Paddington and Plumstead,
yeah, the bit in between.
What station's that?
That's not listed as a station, but we can do that. That's not a problem.
Okay, well, if we, just for the sake of this conversation, we'll call that Watford Junction. So I'm looking, in an ideal world, what's the best price for Paddington, Plumstead and Watford Junction?
Okay, so Paddington is about... Do you say Wanstead?
No, Watford Junction. Just to make this easy for both of us, do you mind just referring to it as station names?
Yeah. I don't have
such a weird
Junction.
Conversation. Yeah, Watford Junction's the area between Paddington and Plumstead.
Oh, is that what you want to call it?
Yeah. Yeah, I notice on Acton Central you've put in caps locks there, does not include...
Yeah.
So that's just everything except the main event?
Yes, yeah.
I'm just going through the other options on here. So Dagenham Dock is only £20 and seems to cover most of what I was looking for.
Yeah, with the pubic clipper.
Station names only, remember?
Sorry.
Okay, all right, well, let's just keep this simple then. Because they're all listed individually, is it possible to tell me how long it would roughly take for me to get Paddington station done, Plumstead station and Watford Junction?
That would take, depending on how hairy you are, anything between sort of half an hour, possibly 40 minutes. If it's your first treatment with us, there's a couple of forms you'd need to fill in. So
yeah, it's a lot of stations, isn't it? For
it's one or two. I mean, obviously we have people book far more than that.
Really?
Oh gosh, yes.
It's like Monopoly.
Absolutely.
Okay. And could you just tell me the price, please, of Paddington, Plumstead, and Watford Junction?
No, we don't. I was just seeing if we did it as a combination. So for those two. We would do the Watford station for free.
Junction.
Yeah, oh. Watford Junction. Yeah, we'll throw that bit in. That's not any great shakes.
And is so that with a waxing strip?
For intimate areas, we use, they call it hot wax. I mean, it's not actually any hotter than warm wax, but because it's going on a sensitive area, it tends to feel quite warm.
Yeah, Watford Junction is very much a sensitive area.
That's going to feel warm there, that's for damn sure.
I just don't want Watford Junction to be on fire, you know?
Yeah, no, it won't be on fire. We put some cooling lotion on at the end.
When you're dealing with Watford Junction, do you wear a mask? Because you'll be sort of there staring at Watford Junction, won't you? Like, the view up from Watford Junction is...
I can't do it with my eyes closed.
Good point. All right, then. I'm just... I'm slightly nervous about the whole thing, but thank you for dealing with this in a really sensitive way.
We do loads of it. Honestly, there isn't anything to be embarrassed about.
You've seen it all.
Seen it all.
All right, then. I'm going to give it a little bit of thought, and I'll call you back with exactly what I'm going to go for, if that's all right.
Yeah, no worries at all.
Wicked. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, thank you. Bye. Cheers, bye-bye.
You did that really well.
Thank you.
So it wasn't awkward at all, was it?
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Wow. Richard in Nottingham says he's now going to always call that area his Watford Junction. Might even get a... Well, you can't call it a name. That's weird.
Just seen something online, actually. Someone's tweeted this in, that apparently due to a train fault at Watford Junction, some services from London Euston are delayed.
Oh, no.
Scott Mills.
OK. It's 4 o'clock. I've not been in this situation before, I don't think, at Radio 1, where I actually don't know what's going to happen at all.
It's kind of scary, the lack of control that we have here, because no one's really talking to us.
They're like, just hand over to Greg. But the thing is, right, I normally would be able to see Greg in the opposite studio to me here at Radio 1 at this time, and I know he's, like, planning something with Grimmy, because they've been tweeting about it all day, but I can't see either Nick or Greg. But anyway, it's Greg's last week on his afternoon show this week. It's the last week, the last full week of school for a lot of people. And it's kind of, it just feels like it's a bit like a silly season everywhere. So all day, Nick and Greg have been telling us to listen at four. A lot of you messaging in are going, what's going on? I guess this is where we find out. I hope this is good. Better be.
So how's this working? We're finding out right now, or?
Apparently, let's see if they can hear us now. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
What is going on?
Okay, we've been teasing this since, 8 o'clock this morning? Greg came in to see me. Uh-huh. Finally, we can tell you what we're doing. Right now, myself and Greg James are hiding somewhere in the UK. Here's the game.
What?
You guys have got to find us.
So, the two of us...
Are you together?
Yes.
We are together.
Oh, of course. You're talking to me now, aren't you?
Are you alone?
Wait, we are together. Hear the rules.
Are you okay?
We're fine. Weird.
So the two of us are taking over Radio 1 until we are found. We will be on until we are found.
Yeah.
Well, all the time?
All the time.
Yeah. And this is the country's biggest ever game of hide and seek.
Greg James and Nick Grimshaw.
What?
Broadcasting live from a secret location.
It's happening.
This is actually happening. This has been top secret for a little while. This is not a joke. We are genuinely hidden somewhere in the UK. Now, it could be anywhere. We could be in a garden shed. We could be in your loft. We could be in Scott Mills' house while he's there. We could
say
be
that.
At Buckingham Palace. We could be anywhere.
So it's the two of us, and we're hiding potentially 63 million people seeking. So Scott and Chris, we want you and the rest of the Radio 1 presenters to lead the hunt with the help of the entire population.
Well, how do we even start that?
Well, think about what you
know already.
What do you know? What are your facts? You know we're in the UK.
Great.
We're together. We were on the radio this morning. So last time you heard me was at Radio 1 in central London at 10 a.m.
Are you at Watford Junction?
Right, no guesses just yet.
Uh-oh.
So this is it. We want you to play detective. Think about all your facts. Think about, like, speak to people.
But you've given us no facts.
Well, or have we? That's what you're going to try and work out.
We could have been giving facts all day. We could have been giving clues all morning. We could enough.
There could have been clues earlier this week. There could have been all sorts. Piece together what you know. This is the country's biggest ever game of hide and seek.
What is going on?
And we are on until you find us. So we could be here for years.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Get your best man speeches in, please. Imagine that you are actually it. Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills.